Thank you for joining to Welcome Future with me. My name is Elaira, and in this episode, I invited Dr. Jacqueline Hobbs again because I feel she's one of the best to ask all the questions what is really happening right now in the world collectively and in business arena, how to manage the shift that is happening and where we go towards. We will talk about fundamentally different approach, how to be successful in the business and money with the new earth frequencies and in the new world we are creating right now, how donations are foundational for the future financial transactions, deeper clarifications of different types of it, and how true care and bonds of affections are the base of it all. So, welcome everyone and welcome Jacqueline.
I'm pleased to be here once again.
And we're meeting with Jacqueline for the third time. So for those people who didn't know, I really recommend to listen our previous conversations about the future of business. I think it was episode 4, and about money and the business, which was our recent episode, which was as well very popular, by the way, Jacqueline.
Yes, the figures were incredible.
Yeah. It seems like it's really hot topic and it's on everyone's mind.
Purification is the big news in town because it is a completely new and different approach that is key to the new frequencies on this planet of the new world that is already here and is not about the old system, which means that everybody who wants to be successful in business and money actually can't really be successful.
Let's dive in deeper today on those topics that you just shared and key elements of what is to be successful in this new world in business and money.
Yeah.
And what currency is in general and how is it changing. And those previous topics that we talked about, though, I really recommend everyone to listen that before, because this is where I introduced you as well deeper, who you are and what you do and how your gifts work. And today I would love to take a bit different angle of your introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share about your mission that you came here to do or you chose to do? It's called Embodying Love.
Yes, in a way, I haven't really got a mission because I'm just being myself. But of course, that can be overly simplistic, really, for something very definite that I really am about. I'm a group of 5 beings, and we all have a very specific purpose, which is to alert and switch on in every human being the technology that you have inside your body, which is far more advanced than any 5G, any population control grid, or any type of new technocratic plan for this universe, that is able to purify out all patterns within you and others on this planet, so that the instructions that are inside you, which you've brought here for these times, to implement through business, new business, money, and new money networks and collaborations that are going to make this planet the place that we really, really want to live on.
So what does it mean, embodiment?
Embodiment is about starting to actually live and align all of your actions, not your thoughts or just your emotions, but all of the way that you actually function, aligning that with nature, the instructions inside you, and bringing all of that through your body so that your actual practical direct reality is truly a manifestation of pure love. And pure love is a type of matter. It's actually what is running through all existence. It's a different type of fabric of reality to what we have had previously on this planet. It is beyond truly enlightened. It actually locks out the possibility of war, disease, or famine, just for starters. And it is a type of currency which places true care and no harm at the core of all human interrelationships. I want everybody who's listening right now to the fact that while they're listening, don't get too caught up with dreams inside your head or your mind mentally spinning off into fantasies of the future. My words function to bring you deeply into connection with your body and the sense of your own self, not anybody else's, in this moment. See where you're reacting and going, yeah, and where also you're going, ooh, I'm afraid, or I don't really know about that. That's a sign that already the purification that is possible in your own being through your own self-healing ability is starting to occur because of this interview.
And just to add on this, after you listen to this interview, and especially if you do it several times, because that's what I sometimes have to do after listening to information Jacqueline shares, check her website aftercare section. I will put all the links in the episode notes below, so it's easier for you guys to find all the information. Let's start where we are at right now in the world. So maybe you can share where collectively we are and where are we going towards and how does it really affect the business?
Where we are right now is so exciting because we are on the point of a massive wake-up of all of the majority who have been sleeping. Finally, it's coming. The minority of us who have known since day one what's going on this planet and have just gradually furnished the details of the deeper picture through getting more and more educated and involved with life out there are finally witnessing the switching on now of the rest of the populations of the planet who, on the surface, and it's only the surface, be assured, that have had no clue really about what's going on and have not been able to see it for the wood for the trees, so to speak. They are now, sadly through fear and confusion, contradiction, aggression and emotions inside them, and a very deep state of terror of what might happen to them and their security and their children, are finally beginning to question and see through what is going on. That's going to be very messy. And of course, that bit is not exciting in the practical reality. But what is deeply exciting is that the quicker all of that happens and we use our power to purify those of us who are already awake alongside the actual waking up that's very messy and painful and distressing, the shorter the timeline will be to real change on this planet and the rise of a business and technocracy that is actually based on enlightened principles which support and benefit all beings.
Wow. So why people are asleep? What's happening?
Because of their DNA. What has happened progressively on this planet is that human beings have been switched off and turned down literally right into their genetic function. So they can't even receive the frequencies and the vibrations that actually are higher, lighter, finer, and more enlightened. They only function on a very narrow bandwidth. And so the part of them that is ready for these times has not been able to switch on. Now it's coming.
Wow. So what are challenges and opportunities and possibilities for people in this messy transition?
Well, the challenge is, first of all, keeping focused on remembering that you have the power to pull the plug on what threatens the future. Not falling into fear, not falling into suggestions which say that you should do things which bring about a negative future quicker, not turning on loved ones, and not buying into the illusion, the very empty, hollow, and thin illusion that something or someone out there has more power than you. You have the power. But it's not a power that's about taking away the power of your government or taking control of the streets or manufacturing business communities which fight the oppressor. It's about taking healthy control, first of all, of your own source connection so that you purify the patterns that sabotage your business collaborations, your true values in the world becoming successful through your direct practical action. That's the real challenge, because even highly awake people right now are falling for spirituality, politics, and media presentations of those things, which pull you out of staying focused on your own body zone, what you're here to do, and getting your business networks up and running through purifying the patterns which would otherwise undermine them. It's such an important point.
It is, and it is so hard. We've been managed by fear for centuries.
Yes, and even those of us who are highly awake, our genetics have been messed with as well. But some of us are able not only to switch on our self-healing ability ahead of all others, but we're able to switch on the self-healing ability of others through what we do and who we are. And that's so important to remember. It's the switching on that's important, not the reacting out of anger and fear and trying to solve the problems that are immediately in front of us, which were created by a vibration which seeks to destroy us. If we react at the level of the problem, as we all know, we will just create a solution that feeds back into the problem, and there will be a shadow side. That's what our enlightened business networks must avoid.
Yeah, and fear knows and focuses what you're going to lose. So maybe you can give people perspective. What are they going to gain if they would be fearless?
We are gaining a future where there is, in fact, one set of world principles designed and conceived by the consensus of the entire world population themselves, not leaders, where harm against nature and all life will be forbidden, and that technology will be used openly for the benefit of all beings, the profit and the mutual benefit and the acceleration of enlightened ideas, scientific theories, business mechanisms, and money currencies to put that into place, where we have a new future that lives closely in accordance with nature and the deeper understandings of how nature actually works, so we become a highly advanced civilization.
And how that nature works in line of human relations? Because you compare that a lot, but I think there's such a disconnect.
Yes. Well, how long is a piece of string? Because there's a lot to the answer there. But basically, nature works the same way as your source connection. Nature works along certain principles that actually we all know very well already. There's the simple version, like gravity, which actually in many places on the earth is fast changing its coefficients, but it still basically functions in terms of what goes up must come down. Okay. And there are very basic rules, which if you push against them, you will destroy. If you do harm to others in the name of profit, then whatever you do as a profitable venture will ultimately fail and reap more of the same negative harvest. If you embark on a business project without first considering the impact on nature and asking nature's permission and conceiving that through the technology of your own dreaming apparatus instead of a mental idea given to you by the external system, you will destroy nature and all people who you involve in your project. These things have been forgotten from business, and the currency of care, which should be in place to benefit nature, all beings, including humans, has been absent. That's what's coming in right at the core now of all of our interactions, including in business, so that then business will build very quickly an amazing world through collaboration and high frequency healthy technologies.
I love that you bring that care, and let's talk about it a bit deeper. You use the word bunch of affections a lot, which I love, but what does it really mean? And why did you choose those words instead of partnership, collaboration, business, relationships?
Well, this term will be hijacked, just like collaboration and a partnership and all those words you just used. But a bond of affection is where you feel a deep set of circumstances which bind you into relationship with that person because you truly, deeply believe in them and you, and it matters to you about them and you equally to the last drop. It's almost like not something that binds you, but something that you believe in so deeply that the passion in you stirs, the excitement in you rises, and you know without a shadow of doubt that what you're embarking on brings something, however large or small, that is so much better for everyone, including the person or people you are collaborating with. So it's empowerment, it's a vision. It doesn't start with those things, but it flowers and engages a path of action where there is empowerment and a vision which is beautiful, which also inspires others and brings nothing but good without shadow. It comes from purity, your own source connection.
It's so beautiful. And I feel we still collaborate a lot from the patterns because that's what we always did.
Yes.
So I'm curious.
90% of businesses still work out of patterns. They have no idea about the new frequencies on earth, about their own ability to purify their own patterns and to purify others. And that the new frequency on earth is nothing to do with politics or spirituality, the old paradigm of business or economics.
So when we purify those patterns, how does that look like? How we will relate, how those bonds will be when we will be free of patterns? We never done this before.
The purification of patterns is linked to and is the antidote for the current force on this planet that is trained on eugenics, world depopulation and destruction of nature. It is part of, if you like, the mandate that is connecting the group of five that I am a part of. And when people start to embody their own ability to purify, because that starts to switch on through the recognition that it's possible and the new frequencies that are on this earth. First of all, the people who start to purify slowly, their diseases and their illnesses and their afflicted social and human and close family networks, that will all start to clean up. They will become more healthy, more awake. Your body will start to strengthen and take on the other superordinary abilities, which actually are just normal, but we've forgotten about them. They will start to take them on. Time will completely collapse the last vestiges of it that are left in your system, and you will go direct. And you will notice that everything falls into place around you as you do it. Your biology will change and you will become lighter and finer. Your memory will return and everything that you need, both within and without, will start coming online for you automatically as you take control and command your own environment. This is what turns around the darker frequencies on this earth. Without even needing to protest or to set up a business fund to compensate people who have been afflicted by the latest round of coughs and colds, you know what I'm referring to. You don't need a business to be doing those things. That all feeds into what is actually trying to dominate and take over. What I'm describing takes the higher foothold on physical and material practical reality. Turns it over into the new frequency by making it real, practical, immediate, and direct through your body. And then that reverses everything around you unlike itself because it dismantles the patterns which are behind everything unlike itself automatically. It's a completely different approach.
Yeah, it is so different that even it's hard to grasp.
Can't grasp it. That's the point. It's not about our thinking. It's not about designing or planning. This is pure, innocent, direct engagement with what passionately moves you and which inspires you to a greater version of yourself, because you know, even before mental analysis, that it's deeply true. It's a whole other language, which the human is designed as an instrument of power to pick up, transmit, and make real.
And in lines of that, can I clarify another term you're using a lot since we're talking about leadership? You use the word guardians of the future?
Yes. A leader is nothing but a guardian. The whole thing of leadership is just so totally overblown. We're so over it, okay? And it's just come to mean another form of dodgy self-interest with a very polite and well-manicured superficial identity. We need to get past all this talk about leadership. We need a new understanding of leadership if we're going to keep that word, which is about guardianing our future. It's about connecting with our own source connection in collaboration with nature. It's about embodying our own purity through our business community and then serving as a role model, living the life already that others will then be inspired to give a go themselves by connecting with their own source connection. So there's no plan or pattern to follow. There's no rules or instructions. That's the realm of guru-type leaders. And we've seen the results of that. Huge financial empires that tell us what to do, just like huge religious empires which tell us what to do, which actually do nothing but replicate a fixed and dead static set of instructions which disconnect you from your own source connection and nature, and then even justify violence against others through currency, financial transaction, or through religious principles, and tell you that you're actually serving a better or higher interest.
And this new and old world, I understand that maybe the future currency is not fully there yet graspable, but maybe you can highlight what are the key differences between old currency and new world currency.
The new currency has always been here. We've just been too afraid or too brainwashed to use it. It's the way our body already operates. Everything that keeps you alive and getting up in the morning is freely given. Now, the minute I say that word, people go into ideas of charities, donation, and all the business structures and tax and economic ideas and systems which have been constructed around those concepts. But actually, giving freely is the wind that blows in your face. It is the deep breath you take as you dive into the ocean. It is the movement of your eyes as you open them in the morning on waking. It's the feeling of sand beneath your toes as you walk across a beach with no footwear on. Given freely is the movement of this universe that naturally shapes, inspires, and triggers you to initiate something out of your own personal reservoir of joy and inspiration. For that, you need a body. The stimulus from nature, life itself, and the purity of your own being comes first. And then you think, how am I going to do that? You share the idea. The currency starts to flow behind that inspiration, which is pure love, joy in dynamic movement. And then people organize themselves around the collaboration, which seems to keep that joy and love, that currency of care, flowing. People get depressed if they notice that flow disappearing or the energetics of the situation going down and feel heavier. And they then interact more in the determination to weed out what's getting in the way so that currency of care flows more. And then what they produce and bring into materialization naturally brings money or whatever currency is being used, because it is so damn enticing, wonderful, extremely exciting to be involved with, and people just can't stop themselves. They want more because it is so free and pure. And then we bring in the technology, the data collection, and the finance collection networks, which are healthy, that are based in egalitarian and mutually beneficial principles, to make that actually further and continue the more people we find want to cooperate with us. That is how it works. And you can put into place those networks with a number of different types of collection of what we now call financial currency mechanisms. It can be zero donation based. It can be minimum donation based. Or it can totally abandon collection of financial revenue altogether. Let me just expand on some of those terms I've just given you. And let's also distinguish it from what we see as fixed or hard currency transactions in our current business world, so we can be absolutely clear. And let's also distinguish it from the classical term of donation as well, which is very religious. Yeah. Really tease this out, okay, through. And you can ask me questions as we go along as well. So I'm going to talk about zero-based transactions. I'm going to talk about minimum-based donations. I'm going to talk about hard currency transactions, and also donation-based transactions, which are more linked to charity ideas and actually religion. Okay, those four areas.
Mm-hmm.
Zero-based donation is where we have some type of mechanism underlying our business to reflect exchange. So everything is freely given according to this currency of care, inspiration, joy, and excitement, the purity of our own source connection, because we've already got something in place where we are purifying our own source connection. That's the purification space. And we are then saying to people, do you want to be involved too? And when they are saying yes, we are saying, okay, we operate by zero-based exchange. We would like an exchange for your collaboration and cooperation. We would like that in place. And we're going to use zero donation. That means you have to give something through a financial or currency-based collection mechanism, but it can be anything, including a zero financial value. That, in a way, if you like, is the truest match of being completely freely given, because someone can give absolutely anything, including zero, as a financial exchange. What usually happens, and this is the way the Oracle Girl functions, is that you find that people are so overblown and governed by their heart apparatus, they almost never give zero. They give purely what inspires them to give, which is the most accurate determinant of the currency that needs to be given in that situation. And then, because they keep on wanting to come back, because what they're doing is so enriching for them and so mutually beneficial, if at any time they do have a financial issue, they understand that they are within an embrace where temporarily they can give zero or a lower donation to reflect their own practical circumstances, because there's room for the support of them while they are building and growing, and they will give more back later when they are successful. That is a zero-based donation system. Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
So beautiful, uplifting, and beyond our wildest dreams that you could start today to build business through a donation collection mechanism linked to your purified source connection that involves absolutely everybody who you need to be involved right now without waiting for some distant day in the future when you're well enough, strong enough, financially successful enough, trained enough, experienced enough, with enough of the qualifications. All of that takes a new position. It doesn't go out the window. All of that comes back in through another channel, even more powerfully and strongly, but in the correct place. People are first. The direct context and the needs of people come first. Source connection is placed at the core of the interaction, and purifying your source connection of any patterns that might sabotage that business venture and those collaborations. And then all the other stuff, which you'll be able to do gradually in line with the natural process, is strong. It is safe. It does not undermine or harm or lengthen or protract the process. It adds even more value.
It feels so liberating, Jacqueline.
That's how the future looks. That's what the new business model and the new business frequency is. Minimum donation.
Yes.
Minimum donation is where you do not have the option of giving a zero financial amount temporarily as an exchange. It's the same as what I was just describing, the zero-based scenario, but it does not include giving actually zero. That's all. It says when you give whatever you wish to give, and the emphasis is on what you wish to give, purely from your own genuine wish, you can only give a certain value or more. It does not include the giving of zero. That's the only difference. And a minimum-based donation system is sometimes very necessary for people who are early in the purification process and who still have many patterns or do not feel confident at starting a business with a zero value, because it can be a huge risk to take to embark on a business where you set a completely open zero value as being a possibility alongside all other values. If you still have many patterns undermining the way that you collaborate with others and embark on your practical business life. And we need often a mixture of both. Some people like to mix both streams within their business, or they start with one stream and swap over to the other as they deepen and become more confident and successful.
I was assuming that minimum-based donation is more honoring your needs in the moment and your own boundaries.
It is, but it is a function of something larger.
Okay.
And so it's really completely different to that. If you just work according to your own needs, then when you make a minimum donation, you might say, well, I've got £10 in my purse. So basically, I need £1 for this, £3 for that, £4 for, I don't know, that. I've got £2.50 left, whatever the mathematics is. That's what you're getting. So it functions more in a purely individualistic realm.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are functioning within the arena of something being freely given, as dictated by your source connection, the principles of nature, your local community, and the world that you're a part of, another factor cradles that decision about what you give as your minimum donation. You start to fork function according to the value of, yes, but right now, that bit doesn't matter so much or can be put on hold. It's not just about me. What's the minimum I need to function on in the greater interest of serving this incredible vision and also what I know to be truly right for example, the global world crisis that we currently have on our hands, because none of this has really been paid attention to, what I'm talking about. And then the minimum donation becomes, well, I'm only going to give £2.50 to, yeah, if I just think of myself, I'd love to give just £2.50 because then I can have all the things I want, as well as a bit of that as well. It moves to, I'm going to give five right now because that's all I can afford, honestly and truly, if I honor my basics. But I'm going to take the risk, and I so believe in this, I'm going to give five because I know that what I'm going to be making possible as a result of this collaboration will bring more back in. And then I'm going to be able to cover those things of mine that I've put on hold. And I'm also going to be able to make so much possible for others. I will have more to give back into this in the future. That's the type of minimum donation I'm talking about. It's the values that run through this whole space. The purification space is about investment in our future and the new frequencies that we want to see for others as well as ourselves, in the understanding that the narrow, limited world of self-interest simply not working. Does that make sense?
It does really. It shifts kind of different channel of thinking.
It completely does. Because, you know, as you can imagine, especially when I had in-person events, which of course will be returning in the future, some people will come along and go, oh, it's free, I can give nothing, just walk out the door. And of course they can. They are completely free to do that. And there will always be people who do that. But gradually, as you stay in the purification space and you start to understand that your own self-healing ability, when it switches on, brings so much for you and others, and that the gift of the purification space and the recognition of it and the embrace externally that's being offered to you is so essential for the survival of every single human being on this planet right now, you start to realize and develop a humility and appreciation that wouldn't make you dare to walk out the door and give zero, because you know how much is at stake and how important it is to really honestly engage with what you can truly give, either by zero donation or minimum donation, to ensure the well-being of yourself and others. That's a completely different world, but that's the world that new business is now in charge of.
So about that donation is equal free, I encounter that belief so much. Is it that part of your third pillar that you mentioned about this?
Yes, it's charitable donation.
Yeah.
Charitable donation, sad to say, is based partly, not wholly, and not in the case of every organization out there, let's be very precise, but it does have roots, in essence, in oppression and slavery. It is underwritten by the values which say that someone is above and someone is below. And it says that someone who has been made less worthy or is less worthy is a deserving poor. But what principles made someone a deserving, worthy person? Or by what principles did we decide that someone was above to hand out to those below? I mean, how fucking magnanimous is that, or whatever the word is? Excuse my language. It is rooted in a hierarchy which says that some are more worthy or better or more successful than others. Some are definitely more successful than others, but only because they have less patterns. If you're more successful, it's because you have less patterns and you're able to embody more of your own purity. And that happens as much by accident as by design. It's partially determined by your genetics, your place of birth, the family that you were born into, and then the ability that you have to apply all the things that you were given. And there are so many ingredients. It's very, very arbitrary still on this planet who and what will be successful. just because you were born into a rich family and you've got money doesn't mean you'll be successful. There are many people who are poor, who have the ingredients of success, but cannot use it because they have patterns in their source connection, which undermines them. And those patterns are not their fault. A culture of care determines and starts from the platform which says that you may well be controlled by factors totally beyond your own control in this lifetime as a starting point, which is a simple matter then of having to raise your frequency to a point where your self-healing ability is switched back on. So the charitable model, which is based on hierarchical ideas, which we find in conventional politics, economics, business, and spirituality, that says, once you have made your profit, which is usually, but not always, but usually coming out of an approach which rapes, pillages, and undermines the personal sovereignty of others, I'll throw you a bit of my bonus that I can afford once I have furnished all of my own self-interests first. That is not the world that we really want to see if we want to serve and guardian a truly beautiful and equal, mutually beneficial future. Unfortunately, the roots of charity and profit in many and most, but not all cases, are totally corrupt. I'm being rather strong today, aren't I?
And I love it. It's quite confronting, but as well, it's very clear what you shared.
This is urgent. Survival of you and I, this very moment, depends on people understanding this and switching to the new frequencies right now in our body. In a few months, even, it will be much harder if all of us don't start to switch our conscious understanding into what I am talking about here. We live in very extreme times. Let's not forget our point three, shall we? What was it? Can you remember?
It was zero donation, minimum donation, charity. What was four?
I don't even remember myself, but I'll come back to it. I will remember shortly. Like I may have covered it already in what we've talked about. Often if these things disappear, it's because they get covered even faster in the space as the words come out. That's what purification is about. It all starts to get wrapped up and dealt with all directly online in the same space. So even the way you start to plan and structure it out before you begin to embark on the physical process gets covered quicker. So then when you reach for that third point that you said so clearly that you wanted to make sure you covered, it's gone because it's already been rewritten. Future rewrite. That's what new business is. Rewriting the future, taking up the tracks on what's already rolling out, that can be covered even quicker and that may not be beneficial for everybody, all beings, and setting it on a new timeline of action and personal mastery that brings what we want to see into reality even quicker. It dismantles and disengages, it undermines the shadow element on this planet.
Wow, and what is shadow element of this planet?
Is the impulse within certain individuals, not those individuals themselves, the impulse within those individuals to embark on killing, eugenics programs, the abuse and torture of particularly young life in the name of frequencies entering this planet which bring about more destruction, particularly of nature. Worship of blood as well. I am correct. This used to be called conspiracy theory. It's actually truth. It's only called conspiracy theory by people who are still asleep. This broadcast will start switching on their self-healing ability, particularly in the area of new business, so fast it will be unbelievable.
So I'm curious as well about that bridging part of this shifting. You know, we talk overall what's happening, what's going to happen, what's leaving. If you could give it tips and advices in a very grounding way here and now, what would people benefit to do first now?
It's already happening. Mm-hmm. Stay trained on your body zone.
Mm-hmm.
Feel and listen to the excitement inside you that begins to rise as you hear this podcast. Mm-hmm. It's a medicine. And then start to share the ideas that come to you, collaborate with others, and find the practical ways to put it into operation and be determined to let nothing stop you. Through your own ingenuity and your own pulling on your own source connection, in collaboration with the people who start to get excited with you, you will make it happen and get a personal purification for the patterns that undermine you alongside, so that success is guaranteed. It all comes out of the same space. That success is guaranteed because the personal purification starts to switch on your own self-healing ability to purify your own patterns, making you truly independent of the purification space itself, while collaborating with it for the time you need to switch on.
And can I bring one of the last questions, which I really would love to involve in this beautiful conversation about the role of technology?
Yes.
Because it seems like you're mentioning a lot about business will have to go online, technology, AI, cryptocurrency, and all these aspects which involves technology. But what is the role for the future of technology?
Yes. So we've got several things, because I've remembered now what the third point is.
Oh, great.
About what hard cash or hard currency transactions are by contrast. Okay. So this interim period is what you're asking about. We're very much in transition, aren't we? We're moving from the way that hard cash transactions work, which is to set your price and say, I'm worth it. This is what you've got to pay. If you don't pay it, you don't get it, which is divorced from nature. It is divorced from the party collaborating, their needs. It's certainly divorced from any care whatsoever in your personal circumstance. And it seeks to assert or dominate with a certain vision of the way that your skill or ability operates and how much is worth. We're moving out of that because the simple and plain fact is that if you want to get your back fixed and it's $80, you can't afford it. So the majority of products and interactions, however good and however advanced that practitioner is, simply do not work anymore. Plus the fact, because of a recent spate of colds and coughs, we're not even allowed to offer some of those things physically. So a lot of us are finding that for no good reason whatsoever, we are not allowed to actually offer our skills and our practices physically, practically on the ground. And so we are faced temporarily, while we all sort out where our values are truly aligned, with offering things online without such a physical component. So the near future also involves a massive take up with people who know how to get you organized virtually and online, and those people themselves interacting with you through the currency of care and operating with donation-based systems to facilitate you to be able to put your businesses online, because otherwise you won't be able to afford their services either. Everybody is faced in this near period with learning how to operate technology, to put yourself online, and to collaborate with and use financial collection systems that operate by zero or minimum donation, or much, much lowered, hard, fixed currency amounts that people can actually afford. And actually, if you persist in using hard currency fixed figure transactions through the old system, your business will self-destruct because you will remain part of the network which is going down. And that network, which of course is laced into the currency of war, blood, disease, oppression, hierarchy, and the values we were talking about earlier, which are negative, they are going down because the new frequencies which have arrived on the planet will not tolerate them. That's what's in control. And how did those new frequencies arrive on this planet? Through your body. It's your body that's in charge in this next period. Nothing and no one else. And that's why there's such an attempt to mandate and take over your body and say you can't use it and that you have to have something put inside it which will definitely disconnect your body and actually destroy your body. Get it?
Oh my goodness, now it all connects.
Yes, it all makes sense. But you see, people are not going to buy it. So the near future also involves a massive struggle, a wave in humanity, in the consciousness layer, of reorganizing very quickly around deep inner truth, rather than external versions of information truth or information bullshit. Okay? There is going to be a massive wobble that, of course, will filter through the practical physical reality as well and all the financial currency systems, because they're going to collapse and try to reorganize. Printing of money will not work anymore. That wave will disconnect you from all of the external and it will plant you firmly back in your source connection. So the near future involves purification of patterns that get in the way of you connecting with your self-healing ability, your ability to purify your own patterns, setting up networks that involve donation-based collaboration on zero or minimum-based currency of care through donation, and safeguarding your own body, making sure that you remain aware of your own body zone and not losing your power to your emotions and things that get whipped up by those external sources. Physical body practices that keep you on line with your own connection. Business spaces that are talking about all of this and empowering others to explore where and how they need to act for themselves. Not adopting other people's models, but working out for themselves what they need to do and putting their own plans into place. And also going back to nature more directly in your use of technology, in the way that you live and eat and function in your everyday locality. Those are all themes we're going to be covering in the Oracle Girl community space on Facebook in the next few weeks. Many, many people are starting to join that space. It's on the Facebook Oracle Girl page. And if you join, it's a private group where you will receive access directly to all of those spaces.
Yeah, beautiful. So I really recommend for you to join there and take journey practically deeper. Jacqueline, thank you so much for such a challenging, clear, and informative conversation today.
The future belongs to us. And the future is new business with a currency of care. Thank you.